This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 93, how to end an English conversation in 5 different ways.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA. In this episode, you'll learn 5 awesome phrases to end your conversations with confidence. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Gabby, not too bad.
Awesome.
Feeling good.
Great. So yesterday we had a fun role play conversation. We were talking about, you know, when people use the word sometimes. Let's hang out sometime.
Yeah, very confusing topic.
Yeah.
So we wanted to help you guys out, try to decipher the way that Americans communicate.
Yeah, and it's such an important topic. So today we're going to share 5 phrases that will be useful for you to end a conversation and perhaps invite someone to see you again.
Excellent. So our first phrase today is at the end of the conversation, you can just say, it was great talking to you.
Yeah.
Or it was nice talking to you.
Perfect. And make sure you're using the past tense. It was nice talking to you.
Right. Because if you say, it is great talking to you, they'll think you want to keep talking.
Exactly. It's a good, small, but very important difference. Okay. The second phrase we want to share is get home safe or get home safely. But either one is fine. Mm-hmm. Is just a nice way to say goodbye.
Yeah, very common. Yeah. I hear that a lot from my friends around this age here in Boston. It's very common for people in their 30s to use that phrase some reason.
If you're parting ways at a restaurant or some common location, you would use this phrase. I mean, if your friend is dropping you off right in front of your doorstep, you wouldn't say get home safe. That would imply that some dangerous situation could happen.
Between the car and your door. Yeah. Next one is, I'd love to hear more about, you know, your work or your projects or your art or your writing, whatever it is that you guys have been talking about in that conversation.
Yeah, we like this phrase because it's a great indirect way of inviting someone to see you again. So I'd like to hear more about your business. Would you like to, you know, get coffee or drink or dinner or whatever. That's a great way to open up an invitation.
Yeah.
And it kind of opens up the way for the next phrase, number 4. Maybe we could get a coffee sometime.
Yeah, maybe is great because it's not too direct. It's not like, go out for coffee with me.
Right.
You want to be, maybe is a way to soften, just to test the waters to see how they respond.
Yeah. And finally, the last phrase is follow up. So it's a phrasal verb and it's a great one to use when you're making plans. Like, oh, I'll follow up with you next week.
Mm-hmm. And this can be used in a professional situation too, which a few episodes back we did a role play following up after an interview.
Oh yeah.
So that's really commonly used in the professional world, but right now we're talking about kind of more of a party situation, a social situation.
Yeah.
So it can also be used in a social situation.
Yeah, social or professional. Just to focus on those prepositions, which can be really confusing. I'll follow up with you by phone call or by email or by text.
Yeah.
On Monday.
Right, or next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So just a quick recap. And if you want to repeat, here's your time to repeat. It was great talking to you.
Get home safe.
I'd love to hear more about your projects.
Maybe we could get coffee sometime.
I'll follow up with you next week. Cool, guys. So these are really natural phrases to use, and we hope that you start using them right away.
Thank you.
Hey, Hey, Lindsay, I heard that one of your students was talking about the transcripts.
Yeah, so a student of mine in Spain was saying that he is really a visual learner. So he needs to not only listen to All Ears English every day, but he also needs to see the words.
Yeah, that's really helpful, I think, for a lot of people to read as they listen. So yeah, we wanted to remind you that we have the transcripts available at our website, www.allearsenglish.com/conversations. And the transcripts are just the text of what you're hearing.
Just every word that we're saying spelled out for you, so there are no secrets. You'll know exactly what we're saying, so come on over. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.